Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Aluzic. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aluzic. Brown reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Brandt goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Orioles. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Barber. Lump moves to third. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Del Greco reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Del Greco moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber juggles the ball. That's an error on Barber. Del Greco scores. Rakow moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, Athletics, 2. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimolai bunts towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Adair covering, for the out. Rakow moves to third. Causey moves to second. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles is walked intentionally. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Barber covering, for the out. Rakow scores. Causey moves to third. Charles moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 1 in the game. Alozic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump catches it and throws to first to double up Gentile. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 0 in the game. Rakow takes first base on ball 4. Del Greco moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 2 in the game. Alozic hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to third. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Seaborn scores. Alozic moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rakow bunts towards the mound. Barber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brandt. Causey reaches second base with a double. Del Greco goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Wes Stock now pitching. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2. Athletics. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alozic. The throw from Brown and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Westock. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dean Stone now pitching. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 3 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye F. Rom Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.